Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett hanging out behind the glass. And after UGA has lost 7 of their previous 8 games against Alabama, Kirby Smart coached the Bulldogs to a win on Saturday. Georgia beat Bama 28-7.
Man, they absolutely, sorry, Mike, but they dominated Alabama. That's Georgia look. That might be the best Georgia performance I've seen since the 2022 season. I thought top to bottom, they were really good. I know Alabama's missing a lot of guys. Apparently, people haven't watched Alabama all year because they're
enough to look like that.
Because they were like, because I kept hearing, well, yeah, but Alabama didn't have Jam Miller, and that's why they couldn't run the football. It's like, dude, they ain't ran the football all year. No. They answered every call. Every time Alabama had a moment, Georgia answered it. And as good as Ty Simpson, I think, has been all year, Georgia really got to him and made – and just – Glenn Schumann. I remember all the morons – I'm going to call them morons, but the morons that were calling for Glenn Schumann's job early in the season, where you at? Because dude has been phenomenal the last 5, 6, 7 weeks. Bobo called a good game, I thought. Georgia got robbed by the college football. I know we'll get there, but by the college football playoff, having them at 3. Now, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things because 2, 3, you get a bye. Now, where you go matters, right? Because now they're going to, like, I think the Fiesta and then the Sugar Bowl maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
That's where they would be going. But Georgia's the best. To me, Georgia might be the best team in the country. They should have been number two. Ohio State losing in your championship game after your strength of schedule and all that doesn't deserve to be ahead of Georgia. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
No, I don't think you're off about that. There's something funny, and I pointed this out to my Bama brethren over the weekend about first of all about Mike Bobo, because I'm with you. I thought he called an incredible game. Mm-hmm. I really did. The game plan was unbelievable. Kane Womack's defense has been playing at a high level, but it didn't seem like they had any answer. Even with Tim Keenan in the lineup and without Drew Bobo, the center from Georgia, I thought they were great. I think that he gives Gunnar Stockton all the tools to be successful inside of that offense. Bama fans asking me what's wrong, and I go back to Ryan Grubb. This is hilarious because the Falcons were playing the Seahawks yesterday, right? So go back into my notes from last year, Falcons playing Seahawks, and Ryan Grubb is the offense coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks. And I go back into the notes – and the Seahawks last year when they were playing the Falcons were coming off a game against the San Francisco 49ers. And my notes said a bunch of stuff along the lines of too much pressure on Geno Smith. They're not moving him around enough. The game last year before when the Seahawks played the 49ers the week before they played the Falcons, here's what the numbers were. Kenneth Walker, 14 attempts, 32 yards rushing. Charbonnet, 5 attempts, 20 yards rushing. Geno Smith, 52 passing attempts for 300 yards and a 57% completion percentage. And I'm sitting there reading those notes going, yeah, sounds like Bama's offense right now. If Ty Simpson ain't cranking them out, you ain't worth a crap. You can't run the football. You have no running design. There's a disconnect between the offensive line. They didn't move Ty Simpson at all in the game. And that's not to take credit away from anything Georgia's doing, because they did a phenomenal job. They deserved. And you guys know me. I've been telling y'all Georgia's going to win the national title. I've been saying it for weeks. I wasn't going to get on here Friday and pick them, because you know my pride getting away.
Right.
But they're a phenomenal football team, and they're doing things at such a high level. That's not to take anything away from them, but I thought that the game plan from Alabama was abysmal on offense.
Is that
this
run
is terrible?
Is that run play design? Is that blocking scheme? Is that all of the above?
All the above. Dude, look at what they're doing to Gunnar Stockton. Look at what he's able to do when he's moving around. You move the launching point. He picks up some first downs with his legs, different things. They just simply set Ty Simpson in the pocket and were like, hey, let's throw the football. Let's do this. There was a play in the second half, in the fourth quarter, where it was like do or die time, where it was like 3rd and 1.5, maybe 3rd and 2 from their own like 15 or 20. They throw the ball. Oh, you know what? Let's go for it on 4th down. They throw the ball. I was about to lose my mind, as I know a lot of people who love the historic nature of Alabama's run game are losing their mind in that. But hats off. I mean, all the credit deservedly goes to Georgia. To me, they are the most consistent, the grittiest, the most well-coached team in college football. They deserved that win. It was only a matter of time before they were going to get over the hump. And I would not want to be the team that has to face off with them or Indiana come college football playoff time. Just an incredible job by them.
Well, before we go out of state and talk about Indiana and Ohio State, Kennesaw State beat Jacksonville State 19-15. They're going to be going to the Myrtle Beach Bowl.
Hoo-hoo.
And for the first time in history, Kennesaw State has received votes in the AP coaches poll.
They're robbed of a playoff spot.
Well, can I say one quick thing? Jerry Mack yesterday did take his name out of the hat for the Tulane coaching job. He said he wants to stay at Kennesaw State. I think that's incredible news for them. Just a great game on Friday night between those two programs. And Kennesaw State, man, you talk about 1 year flipping things around. They're a good football team.
When Brian Bohannon was fired, there was a lot of outrage because he had been the only coach and he had done good things there, and then it felt like he had a bad year and you just cut bait. Phenomenal move by the AD, because Jerry Mack has flipped the script, and that team, I mean, I couldn't be prouder as an alumnus that, hey, look at that. I mean, I never, yeah. Allie, when you met me 17 years ago, I never would have thought Kennesaw State would have a football team, much less win the Conference USA 17 years later. And you just look at it, and the program hasn't even been around 17 years. That's just the day Allie and I met. And it's just unbelievable that we're here now talking about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, Indiana, like you mentioned before, they did beat Ohio State 13-10, winning their first Big Ten championship since 1967. First time they've beat Ohio State since 1988.
This game played out exactly like I thought it would. When we did the man up picks on Friday, I picked the under, and I was like, I just have a feeling like as gritty as Indiana is, this is going to turn into a rock fight at midfield. And that's exactly what you got for the most part. Just a crazy back and forth in that one.
Did I pick Ohio State to win? I can't even remember. I thought I did. I think I did.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. I thought that it would be a little bit tougher of a dogfight in the trenches like it was. But I thought eventually Ohio State would kind of just big boy them.
Sure.
They didn't. And I'm not a big fan of Kirk Cignetti's personality.
Strange cat. Love him.
Because it's an acquired. You know what it is? You hate him unless he's your coach, and then you're like, man, I love that guy.
He's a quirky fella.
He's like an angrier Spurrier
He's like a weirder Lane Kiffin.
Remember back in the day with Spurrier, how he was kind of like, He would take your shots, but it was all shucks.
Sure, yeah.
Cignetti seems way contrived with it.
Like when you get mad, he's like, "What's your problem, man?"
Yeah, yeah. But Cignetti seems like he's doing it to be like that. But he is a mad scientist as far as a coach. He is the absolute perfect coach for Indiana football in this time frame. This is the craziest world ever. Vanderbilt was trying to play an extra college football game, Allie, to get in the playoff, and Indiana is the number one seed. I don't understand what world we're living in.
I agree.
I know. College football playoff rankings, they're set now. Bama's at 9. Didn't move at all after the SEC championship. Georgia's at 3. Thoughts, concerns, comments. There's a lot of controversy going on.
I mean, and I'm sure we'll get into it throughout the show, but I thought they did the right thing. I know it's crazy. Like, I told Bo this yesterday. I don't think Bama deserved to be in the playoff after the way they played, but I think a 10-3 SEC championship game loser deserves to be in the playoff. I think they should have been in. If I take the name away from it, I'm like, yeah, all things considered, you shouldn't get damaged for playing the SEC title game, blah, 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 blah. And then I look at the way Bama played, and I'm like, you don't deserve to be in the playoff.
Right.
But you can't have both. And right. I think the fact that Notre Dame has turned their nose up at conferences for so long, I think there was a little bit of pride on the line from the committee going, hey, should have played. I mean, you should have been. Their schedule was abysmal after those first two games.
Yeah. The difference in a 4-team playoff and a 12-team playoff, I'm just going to put this out here because there seems to be some confusion, is a 4-team playoff, the conference championship, was essentially a play-in game for the playoff if the records were like were there, right?
Yeah.
A 12-team playoff, it is not a detractor. It will not keep you out. And I think that is the right thing. That's the right way to handle it.
Well, each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the same.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Savings. All right, guys, my algorithm is filled with two things right now on TikTok. I was doom scrolling. It was cold. It was a maddening weekend on TV, so I was doom scrolling. First, I'm seeing a lot of people mimicking P. Diddy's performance at that 97 VMAs, which if you watch the documentary about P. Diddy, you would understand why it's hilarious.
Is it good, the doc?
Dude, watch it, and then we'll talk about it, because I'm just like, everything I knew is different. Everything I thought I knew. Anyway.
Do you feel it's one-sided, though? I know that this is not what your mic drop is, but I'm sorry.
We'll have to. I mean, it's not. No, it's not one-sided.
Okay.
No.
That's all. I was just curious.
All right. So the real thing I want to talk about is something I've discovered called bike buses. Have you guys heard of these?
Bike buses. No, I have not.
Bike buses. Okay.
A bus you can take your bike on?
I am not a parent, but if I were, I would be advocating to bring this to my neighborhood. So this guy, his name is Coach Sam Balto. He's from Portland, Oregon. He's a PE teacher, and he started this mission to get kids to school safely while riding their bikes. So he just looked around, found families that he could ride, him and his kids could ride to school together with.
Yeah.
It's turned into a huge parade.
Yes.
They've got speakers, and they have routes all mapped out throughout neighborhoods. So it's like 7:05, we'll pick you up here. Hundreds of kids.
This is awesome.
Hundreds of kids are riding.
This is awesome.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Do they hold up traffic?
I mean, it will hold up traffic a little bit.
They're going through neighborhoods, dude.
But school buses hold up traffic,
They're not driving down 92. They're going through subdivisions. What kind of traffic are we talking about? The stop sign? They're good to go.
Just saying.
This thing has gotten so big, though, that Benson Boone has joined along, the musical artist, and Justin Timberlake has rode along with them as well. And it's starting to spread in Atlanta. Ashford Park, ANCS, Benteen, Burgess, Peterson, Drew Charter, Morningside, Parkside, Tally Upper ES, and Toomer. Those are the schools that have bike buses far in Atlanta. But
Let's
I would
go.
Love for this to continue to spread because they have paired. They've got like a droid following them. And
Is that the same thing as a drone?
There we go.
Okay.
Drone. I was like thinking, that's why I paused. I was like, I didn't say that right.
They have
like,
R2-D2 behind them.
Pulling up the rear.
Oh, my gosh. A drone. They have a drone following them. So there's footage of these hundreds of kids cycling.
C-3PO riding a bike.
But they keep pairing up these kids riding to The Greatest Showman. And it's just like the most emotional thing. I don't know why it makes me so emotional. I'm so
That's
excited.
That's so cool. That is so cool. I would love it if my kids were part of something like that.
These aren't the droids you're looking for. No.
AtlantaBikeBus.com if you want to check it out or get one started in
your neighborhood. Oh, there's already a website for it around here. Yes.
Or
I'm going right now.
BikeBus.world.
Love this.
Coming up, we're going to talk about it. Falcons, Seahawks, brutal. We'll take your calls next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.